Okay, we're up to Nun Amid Beis. Towards about a quarter of the way down. Omer Abchir Bar Yosef, Rav Zon Michiti De Aliyah. Rav gave Mizonos to, what's it called? Right, for Yisomim that came and wanted Mizonos from the estate. So he fed them from Michite de Aliyah, Iboyalu, Parnosa Havye, Umay Aliyah Miiluya Da'av. It was talking over here about girls, and they needed money for a dowry to be able to get married. And Rav followed the principle that we assess the das of the father, if he would have been alive, what kind of dowry he would have given to his daughters. So chite de aliyah means he gave them their dowry by based on the assessment of what the father's previous generosity was. Ukidi Shmuel, and like Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, the Parnasa Shomin Ba'av, when it comes to giving a dowry to the girls, so they should be able to get married, you do it according to how much you assess the father would have given had he been alive. O Dilma, Mazoni Mamish. And this is talking a case where the halacha is that in an estate, the boys yarshin everything, and the girls get from the estate their support and dowry till they get married. So it's talking over here about the dowry part of the estate that is given to the girls, and we assess that according to what the father normally would give. Oh, Dilma Mizoni Mamisha Havi. Or maybe no, we're not talking about the dowry. We're talking about the day-to-day support, mizonos, that they also get from the estate. Umay Aliyah, Midvarim Tovim Shinemru Baliyah. And Aliyah over here means that he gave them mizonos from a tautlin, not from karka. There wasn't karka. He gave them from the movable property of the estate, like what's it called, like was Darshan Bi Aliyah, Dom Rav Yisrael Bar Yosef, Baliyah Hiskinu, Bonos Nizonos Minamatautlin. Right, in the upper chambers of the Beis Din, right, the Sanhedrin went into session, and they came out with this takana that bonos get their mizonos from a tautlin, not only from karka. See, the halach is not like that in the end. Lamaisa, that was why Rav did what he did. So if it's parnasa, it's like Shmuel, that Ali over here doesn't necessarily mean mitautlin. It means what's it called, that he gave them their dowry based on the assessment of what the father would have given had he been alive. And the second shot is he gave them mizonos, and he gave them from mitautlin, and according to what was darshened in the aliyah in the upper chambers by the Sanhedrin. Rashi. Rav zon michite de aliyah yisomos balafana v'tovos mizonos michite de avien shaloha yisham karko salamitautlin v'nosimlen. Now, he gave them from grain that the father left over, which is obviously metautlin. And so the Gemara asks, what did he give them? Parnosa have? Lo mizonos hoyu. Ela parnosas nedunya linase. What he gave them was the rights they have to monies to get married. Dowry. Vahi gavi metautli. And that's what he gave them from the grain, from metautlin. Ukidi Shmuel, and that goes like Shmuel. Domer la parnosa shomin ba'av. Omdim lefi vatrenuso shel av. We assess how generous the father would have been had he been alive, and we use all different kinds of indications, what he did in previous weddings or whatever, when he was alive. Olafi kamtsanus, or how stingy he was. Imhoyakayim, if he would be alive. That's how much we give, according to that assessment. The kivin de omid daito, shaimina mikarkoyu, metautli shovin betach. And since the whole assessment is on what the father would have given, it makes no difference, karko or metautlin, right, whatever the bottom line would have been, that's what we give them. Mi luyadav, lefi omid ilui das letranuso. So Ali over here means according to our assessment of the father. O dilma mizoni mamish. Or no, what they came to get was daily support. Ba'af al gav the tnai ksuba, ki ksuba, the ein nigvas metalkli, and even though this is a tnai the ksuba, that the girls get support from the estate, and the ikr ksuba only is get taken from karka, so over here the same thing, the chol asmachta de shitre akarkosi, right, all the liens on a, for a shtar are on karka, if you show om those be'en, because the karka never is consumed. Rav sover lokit karnas aliyah, the hainu dekom michita de aliyah. And Rav holds, no, that the Beis Din made a takana, that you can collect mezonos even from, what's it called, from metaltlin, right? In other words, even metaltner lean to a ksuba, and to the tnoi ksuba. That's what we write in our ksuba, right? That, all my property, what's it called, both karka, bain, what's it called, metaltlin, afil miglima dal kaspoi, even the shirt off my back. So that's a takonis based in that, the ksuba can be collected, unlike other things, from karka, all the metaltlin is lean to the ksuba too, mela, or the tnoi ksuba. The fact that the girls get from the estate, is a tnai of the ksuba, that their daughters also get from the estate. That, what's it called, you get from a talpin too. Okay, so that was the shaila. Toshma. So now we'll see. B'yidei de Rebbe Banai Achva de Rebbe Chia Bar Abba havi metalpin v'yasmi. Right, Rav Banai, who was the brother of Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, right, was holding metalpin for Yisomim. Right, he had an estate that he was the apitropos for. He was the executor of the will. And he's holding these metaltlin for Yisomim. Also the kamei de Shmuel. As he came to Shmuel, he wanted to know what should he do with the metaltlin. Should he give over the estate to the Yisomim? Not. Omerlei zeal zone. Right? Give them mezonos from the estate, even from metaltlin. Shmuel says, my love the mezoni. You see that mezonos, You give from a talklin, even though it's a knaik suba, right? Okay, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Svirale, and he holds like Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef that knaik suba is also nigves from a talklin, where it says, lo, hosom le parnosa havli. It was girls and it was the dowry. And the dowry taka we give from a talklin too, but not the mezonos. Ushmuel etame, the omer shmuel, the parnosa shomin ba'av. And it goes back to Shmuel, since we assess how much dowry he would have given based on previous indications, so it doesn't make a difference in metalklin or karka. The bottom line is they get their dowry. Have uvda benardo, but don't dine the nardo. Right? There's a mice in nardo, and the dayanim of nardo judged it. What's it called? That we give out from Metalklin, but Pumpadisa, the Agve Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Omar Lahu Rav Nachman, Zilu Hadri. So they took, what's it called, for Parnosa, or from Mizonos from Metalklin, in either of these cases. So Rav Huna Bar Bizna said to them, Rav Nachman said to them, Zilu Hadru, give back what you took, back to the estate. And if you don't give it back, because you weren't allowed to take from the estate metaltlin for the ongoing upkeep for mezonos, if not, I'll take away your estates, your palaces, and in payment. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi sover lemezum metaltli. Rav Ami and Rav Asi also originally thought that they would give mezonos to Yisomim from the estate. From what's it called? From a talklin. Omer lahu Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, milsad Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokish lo avdu ba'uvda, asun avdim ba'uvda. Something that Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokish never did lamaisa. They never took metalklin from his own house. You're going to do that? Rabbi Lazar sover lamaisa metalklin. Omer lafon of Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim, Rabbi yodei ani b'chosh she'in midas hadin ata osa. Same thing. Rabbi Lazar also gave the Yisomim from Metalklin. So Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim said to him, I know that this is not the halacha. You're not doing this mitzvah hadin. Ela midas rachmanis. Right? You're doing it out of rachmanis. Right? Because they didn't have anything to eat. And there was no karka. So you're doing it out of rachmanis. But you shouldn't do that. Shema Yiru HaTalmidim V'yikbu Halacha L'doros. Because the Talmidim are not going to know you're not doing it als din, only als rachmanis. You're basically forcing the estate to pay tzedakah to these Yisomim who don't have anything to eat. But not that they min hadin deserve these mazonos. But people aren't going to know that. They're not going to know that you're doing it mitzad tzedakah. They're thinking you're doing it mitzad hadin. And they'll be koveh the halacha that in similar cases where there is other money and these are not poor people, that they'll give them mazonos also. Hahuda asla kamedra of Yosef. Amr lahu havala mitamri dal budya. A similar case came before of Yosef, so he said, give them from the dates that are on the mats. Those metautlin. They're already harvested dates. Omer le Abaye, ilu balchov havi ki haigavne mi havi yoivle. Vivia balchov. This, the dates would be leaned to the chov of Arinat, only karka. So why, you only take from his own, those from karka. Why are you giving them dates? Omer le dechazi le budya kami. I don't mean the ones on the mats. I mean the ones that are fit to be harvested and be on the mats, but it's still connected to the tree, so they're karka. Samara says, sof sof kola omed ligzos kikosus domi. Lemaisa, in the end, what's it called, anything that doesn't need the tree and is ready to be harvested doesn't have a din of karka. Kola omed ligzos, anything that's ready to be cut is like it's cut already. So it also has a din of metautlet. Right, when it says the tzrichel adikla kamina. No, I meant the dates that are almost ready to be harvested, but they still need the tree, they're considered karka. But in a chanami, I never meant to say to take from the, to mezonos from a tautli. Rashi. Have you uved the don daini, lozum na metautlin? There was a maisa nardor, and the judges judged that they should take metautlin from mezonos from the estate. Mitamri dal budya shei metautlin. These dates on the mats were metautlin. Budya machlotzo, so mats. Shenos nin tachas hadikolim shigovri natmarim. It's like they do with the olives. They put down sheets, mats, and then they harvest the tree and everything falls onto those mats and they pick up the mats and they have all the olives and the dates. Ilu balchov havi kolom rafilu balchov shiyothakov olitrosh mishubadim eno govim metautlin shal yisomim. A balchov doesn't get from the metautlin of the yisomim. A balchov is even better than the mezonos of the ksubas banin dichrin or whatever gets mezonos, right? The girls get mezonos, whatever. Whoever gets mezonos from an estate doesn't have the same koach as a balchov, and a balchov only gets from karka. The zoo tigva the mazon abon lo shahura kochen ezum mishubadim, right? And these should, what's it called, the girls who don't get from mishubadim, they only get from the estate, they should get from a talklin, right? Should only get from karka. The chazul lebudya hakrovos ligdor v'adayin mechubaros, the ones that are ready to be harvested but they're still connected to the tree, they have a din of karka. The words is not true. If they're ready to be harvested and they don't need the tree anymore, they're considered already metalklin. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about ones that are almost ready to be harvested, but they still need the tree. They have a din of karka. But ain't a chanami. Real metautlin, you don't, what's it called, to collect from the, you don't collect mezonos from real metautlin. And tomorrow we'll see what the halacha is, legabi, all these things, and we'll go ahead to the next Mishnah.